Live from the Maverick Center in West Valley City, it's Utah Grizzlies hockey as it's the last home game of the regular season as the Grizzlies take on the Kansas City Mavericks. Curry gathers it in the zone, skates towards the right side, now reverses field, drops it off for Theo Calvis. Calvis, centering pass out in front, Mavericks all alone, shot is blocked away by Wesley as Walker had an open net. Great defensive work by the captain out in front. Grizzlies fire a shot that goes wide, right point, Stucker gets it in deep. Penner throws the fit, centering pass, shot saved by Morse. Rebound shot and a score! Dylan Fitz gets his 20th of the year, and the Grizzlies have taken a 1-0 lead. Boy, Fitz has had some great games against Kansas City. Had a hat trick on February 23rd. Fitz fired a shot from the slot. It bounced off of Morris. Fitz got his own rebound and roofed it. Barred down over Kel Morris. Curry pitches ahead to Borchard, make that Walker, who drops it as Mavericks step over the line. As they get it towards Borchard, over to Curry. One-timer and a score as Patrick Curry ties it up at one. And with that, he becomes the Kansas City all-time single-season goal leader. As Curry, and they're going to save that puck for him, as that's a milestone. As Patrick Curry showed why he's a top candidate for the league's MVP award. As Penner trying to break free, it goes on to Duquette, and it moves it ahead to Brahani. Brahani out to new tries down the middle, feed it to his right, and over to Patrick Curry. Far circle, he centers out in front, right, he shot and a score. Curry to Walker to the back of the net on a beautiful play by the Mavericks as they score with exactly 10 minutes left in the second period. Jackson over to the far corner, back to Jackson, across to Andreev. He'll get it up top to McPherson, over to Jackson, far circle. He dangles, lefty shot, saved by Cranley as he holds on. Curry in the far side gets it back. He'll push it to the far goal line. Now back to Curry. He'll take a lefty shot that's blocked. McKenna, high slot. Fires towards the net. It's kicked away. Rebound shot and a score, and it's 3-1. It's Cade Borchard with his third point tonight. Bocage dances around the left side as he fiddles and diddles. Now he gets to the near goal line for Fitz. Back to Bocage. Across to Cutler, right side. He dangles. Now he skates towards his left. Gets it back to Bocage. Up top for Mayhew. Over to Cutler. One-timer. And it's blocked. Fitz with a rebound shot and a score! Dylan Fitz gets his second of the night. And this one's not over yet. As Grizzlies have cut into the Kansas City lead, it's now a one-goal game. That's Fitz's seventh goal against Kansas City this year. Cutler fired the one-timer. Fitz was out in front, got the rebound right in front, and put it away past Kel Morris. Mayhew right point, backhands at 25 seconds left. Kansas City, far corner, gets hit by Stapley. Fitz around the net to Cutler. He's in the near side. Cutler over to Bocage, left point. Now over to Mayhew, high slot. Mayhew, dance around, 15 seconds left. Over to Cutler, near side. Fans want him to shoot. Cutler, near goal line, centers out in front. Shot saved by Morris. Everybody hacking away. Kansas City builds a wall at the crease. 8 seconds left in the third. Morris covers up. There's 9 seconds left in regulation. Grizzlies looking for the tying goal. Draws in the far circle. Fans are going crazy here at Maverick Center. They've seen a fun one, regardless of what the final ending is going to tell. Draw one by Utah. Wesley, high slot, righty shot. Saved by Morris. Rebound shot. And score! Grizzlies score! Brett Stapley scores! 4 seconds left, and the Grizzlies find a way. An unbelievable finisher at Maverick Center. Shot was fired by Wesley. Brett Stapley came up with the rebound as he got through that Kansas City wall. This place is up for grabs at Maverick Center. Wesley fired towards the net, bounced off of Morris. Stapley skated in and just jabbed it in the back of the net. What a play by Brett Stapley as he got to the puck before Duquette with 4 seconds left. Unbelievable. Grizzlies win the draw. Time will run out, and the Grizzlies will get a huge, and I mean huge, standing point as they are now tied with Tulsa for third place in the Mountain Division. Grizzlies in their own zone. McPherson pokes it towards the slot. McKenna's got a breakaway. He'll skate in. Righty shot and a score. The Mavericks win. As Jeremy McKenna got the puck in front of the net, just dangled back and forth, and was able to get it low past Cranley's left side. So the Mavericks come away with a 4-3 victory. And Jeremy McKenna is the hero for the Mavericks.